my shoes. Give me my shoes. Give me. Give me it!
To Radio Sub Ether from Sweetmore into Setting Orange, 18.3 MHz, official camp radio at the Chaos Communication Camp 2003 in Berlin at Landsberg. Our phone number for calling in and just asking Emanuel Goldstein or Erich Möchel some questions about information security, data retention, or anything else is 5555 at the internal camp network or from external 033-438-642-246. And again, 033-438-642-246. The country code for Germany is +49. So Erich Michel talked about the yellow press and also stuff which is constantly streaming in towards us. Emanuel, how do you think about all those noise we get every day? Is just for keeping us busy and keeping us away from things that are, well, uncomfortably, and where people will feel uncomfortably and feel unsafe when they hear about, for example, the data warehouses or something like that. I think in Germany it's not that worse, but I think in the US it's pretty much worse than in Germany.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the piece we heard recently, the Dan Rather piece, sort of sums up the noise that we hear all the time. It's constant gibberish. It's designed to keep our minds off the real important issues, and you know, the eroding privacy and eroding freedoms that are pervasive every single day. So the media is very good at controlling how you feel, what you think, what your values are, who you love, who you hate, and what exactly your priorities are. But the beauty of the internet is that we can become the media ourselves, as we are doing right here. We have a radio station here in the middle of a campground, and we're setting the agenda, we're setting the topics, and opening it up to all the people out there. And we can do this on a much bigger scale. We can do this worldwide. We can do this over the air. We can do this on the internet. We can do this through satellites, through cables. It's shortwave as well. It's very possible, it's very likely, and it's very necessary. We just have to believe that we can make a difference. I think that's the key, is knowing that people are out there. And I think that's why it's important for people to call us now, because we need to know you're out there. And again, it's 033-438-642-246 if you're in Germany. If you're on the camp, just dial 5555. But you have to have one of those special phones, right?
Yeah, some of the phones that are connected to our telephone with telephone switching point, and I think there are very many people out there using this telephone switch point. And special thanks to Sasha, who is maintaining all this telephone stuff, since when I got to the camp, the first thing what was working was a telephone switching center, and everywhere there was a ringing and the people were talking with these devices for free, and it's amazing.
This is a good example. These guys could be a telephone company. They do a better job than Verizon or AT&T or anybody back in the States with setting up a phone switch, setting up all kinds of features. They did it fast, they did it easily, and it works. It works great. So why not continue this? Why not build bigger infrastructures and set our rules, not abide by unfair rules that that we have to deal with every single day? So yeah, the phone switch here is great, and you should have no trouble getting through. You just got to call us.
Okay, thank you. And after the next song, we will talk about the current process in Germany with the thing with the DNS service and the web pages that are blacklisted and some stuff.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where you're at. Don't know shit about you.
This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Diddly shit.
Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Of the song.
Hey,
I
what?
concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
That guy gets fucked with so much shit.
Super shithead again.
Who knows? You might be destroying this kid's town.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 30, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you, too, Richard. Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you, too, Richard. And I'd love to. Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
You're listening to Radio Subether from Sweet Morin to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz, official camp radio. That's a Chaos Communication Camp 2003. Your host is Nibbler, and here in the studio is Emanuel Goldstein. And yes, I said we want to talk about the Sperrverfügungen, the blockings of websites here in Germany. And I just first want to introduce this story to Emanuel. I don't know if you got it already. Here in Germany, we had some problems with a local, district. His name is Bissel. He had some kind of law that prohibited the providers, or he said there is a law that prohibits providers of internet sites, so ISPs, to transfer information. Let block some websites with some Nazi documents and some political right headed stuff, and he made this by prohibiting the providers to give the real domain name, and they have to delete this or make an false entry on their DNS servers for blocking these websites. Is anything like this going on in the United States at the moment?
Well, culturally, it's a little bit different. A site would not be taken over by the government for those reasons. However, sites have been taken over by government for other types of reasons. There was Jeff. What was that site that had the
something about drug?
It was a drug paraphernalia site that now says this site is owned by the Drug Enforcement Agency. I think if people went there to buy drug paraphernalia, now their address is logged if they go to that website, and it's a very chilling message that's sent to people, because if they go someplace just out of curiosity, they could be looked upon as a potential criminal,
or even research, if they're doing research. Any kind of work for class, a student,
mm-hmm.
They're flagged.
Simply having a site that has a particular political ideology, that's a little touchier. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it's not already happening to some degree. But something like this, I think there would be more resistance to. This kind of a thing, people say, oh, he is a criminal, it doesn't matter. But it does. It really does. It's one form of freedom that's being wiped away.
So I think the main point is with this problems with Bissau and this special DNS thing is that the sites are located outside of Germany somewhere, and he's just not allowing the providers at his district to give the right answers from the DNS server for the domain name. So these websites are directed straight into the Nirvana, somewhere on a website that is saying this site is not allowed to view. And I think this is the first step for even more, because the people now say, okay, those are Nazi web pages, we don't want them, and that's good, and we block them, and he does the right thing. But I think this that's a possibility of getting a foot into the door for even barring more and more websites. Do you also think
very,
so?
Very much so, and I think that's one thing that the United States is a little bit different from most of Europe in a positive sense, because we view that kind of speech as protected speech, we meaning most people, something that while distasteful has to be protected. In other places it can be ruled illegal. I think even Canada, it's illegal to have any kind of a Nazi page, and you know, it doesn't mean that you're promoting that kind of talk, but by not drawing attention to it, by banning it, I think people will judge it on its own merits and find that it has none. If you ban something, if you make it, if you give it more attention than it deserves, all of a sudden more people are drawn to it. So it kind of has a backfiring effect.
Okay, so I share your opinion that this is not the right thing to get rid of this stuff. I think the right thing is just talking to the people and just telling them that, hey, the internet isn't like this. The internet is open for all information, and this is just an image of your of our society. And when you look to the internet, you get the society completely unfiltered, and this is how the internet should be. So I think we should have another track from the CD Molly brought with him, track 2.
I was on my way to 125th. I saw this death bench, yo, that's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side. At this moment, I had to swallow my pride. Cause usually I wouldn't ask for a lift, but it was cold as hell and my legs were stiff. He said, hey, Biz, what you want, a ride? I said, hell yeah. He said, I can't cause my girl's inside. So he jetted off, leaving two tracks. Not at one time did homeboy look back. It took me an hour to get where I was going, and to top it all off, it had to start snowing. My sneakers was old and my coat was spent, but my determination kept me warm within. I had nobody to help me, as you can see. I'm alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally. So I went into the show and started maxing. People came up to me and started asking what's up with me and what I'm getting on and how many records is Shantae gonna perform. I don't know, but now I gotta go, cause Shantae is calling me to do the show. First she was on and then she called me out. I did a lot of funky beats without no doubt. I put the mic on my head and began to rip. The crowd began to flip cause I was rocking the ship. When we was done, I started to laugh. Miles of people come to me for my autograph. After the front was over, it was time to race. If I was riding, it would be the icing on the cake. As I saw Shantae get into a limo, I had to walk home. I wrote it in my memo. I'm alone again, naturally. All alone again, naturally. Now my ice. Nothing to worry, wherever I wanna go, I get there in a hurry, that's right, I'm big time. Very well known, now I'm slaying rhymes instead of beats on the microphone. Right about now, I'm gonna explain. It was cool, VT, D-Swan, and the Big Daddy Kane doing shows all together as one group. None of us acting big-headed or soup. Then after that, we all formed a block. I paid everybody, told them how they rock. They all grabbed their props and went their separate ways. Swan said, I'll see you later, Biz, in a couple of days. When people see me leave, like a mamma jamma, it's like if I was full with stars, lights, and glamour. But when Vaughn came home, he thought I was in swimming with a girl. I was in bed. Alone again, naturally. I'm alone again, naturally.
So this is Radio Sub-Ether from Sweetmore Intersetting Orange, 88.3 MHz, the Camp Radio, the radio of the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. On the microphone is Michael Horn, alias Nibbler, and my guest is Emanuel Goldstein, and you brought somebody with you. Who is him, and what do you have to tell about him?
We have a very special guest with us. Actually, Jeff and I are going to be wandering back out into the camp. So for those throngs out there that are gathering around the tent, yes, we'll be walking through, and you can cheer and wave and all that kind of stuff as we jump into a limousine and drive through you. but Bernie S. is here. He has had a run-in with the United States government, head-on collision with the United States government. And he'll tell you who won, who lost, and what the ramifications are. Go ahead, Jeff.
I think it's important to recognize also that Bernie S. is also usually with us on the radio show from Philadelphia via phone. And we also had Mike come out from the States with us from the radio show.
That's right. He's wandering around someplace, too. We need to find him.
Okay.
It's been great. We've enjoyed ourselves here at the station. We'll come back throughout the weekend, I'm sure, and we'll be wandering all throughout the camp. Let me introduce Bernie S., and we'll see you later.
So, hello, Bernie.
Hello.
So you've got some special story brought with you about you and your life and your past, the things that happened in the past. I've never seen you before, and I don't really exactly know why you have been in prison or where you are. What was it like this?
Yes, actually, I was imprisoned in the United States, where I live in Philadelphia. This was a few years ago, back in 95. And I was held for about 14 months in five different maximum security prisons there for an offense the government admitted involved no victims. So had to do with hardware and software.
So I think this is very interesting. And after the next song, we will talk about this. And we're here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello, this is Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Marin to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz official camp radio. Here it's a Chaos Communication camp. This is Nibbler, and my guest is some guy who was brought by Emmanuel Goldstein, and we already talked about his him spending 40 months in prison for committing a crime that involved computers but did not harm any person. So I'm interested in, I'm very curious, what was it? Why were you...
What was I charged with, or what... I was charged with the possession of... The term in the statute I was charged with violating was possession of hardware and software for the modification of telecommunications instruments for the unauthorized access to telecommunications services. And that's a mouthful, I know. But... many people didn't even know what it means, and it was a new law that was passed just a few weeks before I was charged with violating it. Apparently, I was the first person in the country to be charged. Basically, it means in the U.S. For the past few years now that if you possess any type of electronic hardware or software, it doesn't have to be both, that could be misused to obtain a telecommunications service without authorization by, and it wasn't specified who does the authorization, you, me, telecom carrier, the government, didn't specify. If the hardware or if the software you have could be misused, then its mere possession constituted a federal felony punishable by years in prison. So I was not alleged to have misused the hardware, software, or done access to any systems without authorization, but they were afraid that it could have gotten into the wrong hands, and there were some other issues involved with them finding the Secret Service in the United States finding information in my personal library about them that concerned them greatly. So I think that was really more of what this was about. When they first interviewed me, they said, well, they didn't think it was terribly serious, but then after my home was searched and they found like surveillance photos of themselves and their telephone numbers and addresses and code names and radio frequencies and addresses and other information like that, then they got rather concerned, and it started a 14-month ordeal that if it were not for the hacker community in the United States and really the rest of the world, I would probably have been imprisoned for far longer than 14 months, because the public outcry became so great at some point that it made a difference, and I was released suddenly after much objection. So that was such an inspiring experience for me to be released from this public support that that will always remain with me as something that's a very important lesson, that people can really make a difference if they pool their efforts and speak out and contact people who can make a difference and convince them that this is important. It really and truly can make a difference. And this this event here, the CCC camp, is a good example of people working together for good causes. And that's why I've been attending all these events and sharing my knowledge and, more important to me, getting knowledge from other people. So I'm glad you're helping to get word out. And this is a fantastic event here. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, thank you. So I ask myself, why don't they use these guys who fabricate this 2,600 hertz whistles, which were sold with Captain Crunch, breakfast things. So I think those laws, what are they for? So they're so generic. So
there's a lot of reasons I think that law was enacted. I think primarily they were concerned. One of the Secret Service agents basically intimated to me that they were concerned about the software and hardware that I possessed and the software that I was giving away to other people could allow people. This was back in 1995. Back then, there was just the analog cellular telephone system in the United States, and to have an account, it was maybe between $30 and $50 to have a phone number, a mobile phone number. And say if you had two vehicles or two locations where you wanted a phone, you had to have a second account instead of two phones on the same account. But, you know, for years before that in U.S., since 1984, you could buy several regular wired phones, hardwired phones, and plug them into your house, connect them. You know, 10 phones in your house would share the same number, and you know, you didn't have to pay extra for that. But even before 84, you did have to pay for, like, extra phone extensions. So with a friend and getting some algorithms from unnamed sources, we put together a software package that allowed people to have more than one cellular telephone, the old AMPS standard, on the same account. And this was not for stealing phone service, because it did not allow you to obtain others. It did not give you the ability to obtain another person's electronic serial number, which was an essential part of being able to create an extension to your original phone. And the problem the Secret Service seemed to have with people having more than one extension to their cellular phone is that at that time, in the early mid-90s, the wiretapping laws in the United States did not include a term called roving wiretaps, which meant that the authorities could basically follow wiretap any telephone they thought that their target could be using. They had to specify a particular telephone number. And the fact that individuals then had the sudden ability to have multiple phones with the same number at different locations simultaneously, it made it difficult for them to know which of their mobile targets or would have what telephone number in their phones. If you could change the phone number in your phone at will to another phone that you had or your friend's phone, you could exchange numbers between them on your phones. It was like a musical chairs wild goose chase for them. They could not track, they did not know who, and they could not specify more than one number in the warrant. So this was a big problem for them, being able to deal with that sort of situation. So I think that was their biggest concern, not so much the fraud aspects of it, although the cellular fraud became a problem. It was, none of it was attributed to myself, and it had been a problem before I had been involved with making the software available. So they were much more concerned about ability to wiretap. So and it basically made that clear to me. So that was the biggest concern, and as even more so today, the intelligence agencies, both in the United States and in Europe and other parts of the world, are obsessed with being able to have the ability to monitor any telecommunications traffic at will. And now, so without even having to go through the formalities of getting a warrant, from a technical standpoint, they could monitor any traffic technically. So, right away by accessing the switch right away.
So I'm glad that you did this some time ago and not at the moment, because at the moment I think you were you would have been imprisoned for terrorism and something like that, and you wouldn't sit here, I think, in 5 years.
You're right. I'm afraid now even more so of these laws being used to you know, paint someone as a terrorist. I was alleged, the Secret Service even alleged I was dangerous. By claiming that the information I had could be dangerous, or claiming that harmless chemicals that we found in my house, they said they thought it was explosives, and then they said later, well, even though it turned out not to be dangerous chemicals, the fact that it might have been explosives concerns us greatly. So it was strange things like that. So, but these days, you're right, the atmosphere is even more different, It requires very little excuse to hold someone in prison on suspicion of danger to the world.
Yo 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 yo! Psycho! Psycho of greed! Psycho of greed! Psycho! What? Psycho of greed! Psycho! What?
Yeah!
Psycho of greed! Psycho! What?
Big business, doing big business, only with big business. What is this?
Go, 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 go,
man.
Go, 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 go.
Who can't be heard or seen on the radio or TV screens, know what I mean? Fuck the poor, say the kings and queens who stuff themselves behind castle doors. While the masses are starving them asses, shoot out behind VIP glasses. Bomb the lower classes, have the cops harass us. The people.
Psycho of greed.
The people.
people,
psycho.
The people,
psycho of greed.
The people,
psycho.
The people, what? The people,
psycho of greed.
The people,
psycho.
The people, what? The people,
psycho of greed.
The people,
psycho.
The people, what? The people,
psycho of greed.
The people,
psycho.
The
people, yo.
The people have no secret control of their minds, bodies, or their souls. Viacom bombs them with BET, MTV, and the goddamn radio. Big business stole the culture, gets you all the platinum, diamonds, and the gold. Minds with brothers die, so niggas come back with Glocks and nines. Minds with brothers die, so niggas come back with Glocks and nines. Minds with brothers die, so niggas come back with Glocks and nines. The people. The people. The people. The people,
psycho,
psycho of greed,
psycho of greed,
psycho,
psycho
of greed,
psycho of greed.
The people,
psycho,
psycho,
psycho of greed,
of greed,
psycho,
psycho,
psycho of psychos, feed off the innocent life cycles. Beat scenes, job scenes, murdering the minds of the ones they need to feed. The ones that read the misdeeds and bleed from the cycles, psycho of greed.
It's 9 o'clock, working class hits the grind at 5 o'clock. To maintain and stay alive, to keep from falling off below the minimum wage. I gotta pay for my J-O-B at a penitentiary. Thin line between me and slavery. All the new slaves look like me behind the stars, behind the VIP. Making fun out of me, or making money off of me. But new shorties make a new sport out of cats like me. Coming up missing, 2001, jacking rappers is like new fishing. What?
Psycho of greed.
Psycho.
Psycho
of greed.
Psycho of greed. Psycho.
The people.
Psycho of greed.
Psycho.
Psycho
of greed.
Psycho of greed.
The people.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Psycho of greed.
Of greed.
Psycho.
The people.
Psycho of greed.
Psycho.
Psycho
of greed.
Psycho of greed.
Come on.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Psycho of greed.
Of greed.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Psycho of greed.
Of greed.
Psycho.
The people.
Psycho of greed.
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 You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Orange, setting Orange, 88.3 MHz, our official camp radio here at the Chaos Communication Camp. You can phone us 5555 or the external phone number 033-438-642-246. Your host is Nibbler, and my guest is Bernie S., a former terrorist and MacGyver.
No, I was never a terrorist. Former accused, maybe, of that.
Okay, and what do you think about the cut down of human rights that takes place in the USA these days? I think it's directly bypassing the American Constitution, isn't it?
Well, with this this new Patriot Act, which is in a really obscene piece of law, it effectively is diminishing or eroding the constitutional rights. I wouldn't now say necessarily human rights, but the rights that are outlined in our Bill of Rights under our Constitution are indeed becoming less. And it's very subtle, but no, I think fear is a powerful tool, and it's being used in a sad way to do things that have nothing to do with terrorism. And basically, it's, you know, sad events have been used to accomplish power goals that they would not have accomplished otherwise without the fear factor that's prevalent in the United States now.
So is there any progress within the American society of do the Americans, in brackets, get to know of this progress? Do they realize, or what do you think about that?
There are some. There is a movement, not large yet, but it's growing. Excuse me. Some states and cities, mostly cities, I think. Some cities are declaring that that they just do not acknowledge this Patriot Act, and are writing local laws to forbid their local authorities, police, etc., from doing some of the things that they could have been allowed to do under this Patriot Act. So it's a small movement, but a promising one, I think, where some states and cities and towns are actually voting to overrule. Now, the federal government still has the highest, the high card, but I think more communities are recognizing the danger of these new laws, and that's a promising thing. And I think if it grows to a certain critical mass, it might actually make a difference.
And there's another document flying around there, the new Security Improvement Act or something like that. I don't know the exact name. May you tell us something about that, about the new revision of the American Patriot Act?
Oh, there was a second version that seems to be getting steam in our Congress to be passed. I don't know many of the specifics of it, but basically it goes further than the original. There were some things in the original law that were taken out because the legislators, the lawmakers, said this is just too far, this is too much. So they made some compromises, and then everything that was taken out, they're trying to put back in, as well as the time limits on the original Patriot Act, which I think was supposed to sunset after 3 years. And we're at now, what, going on 2 years now, I guess. So they're looking at, we have to rescind this Patriot Act in another year or so. So we have to pass another law to extend it more than 3 years. So this is really unfair. The people who voted for this law, our lawmakers, represented it with false pretenses, thinking it was going to end after 3 years, and now it's going to be continued again. It's a lot of these sneaky, underhanded things are very commonplace with how laws are passed in our country. It's unfortunate, but the more people are aware through resources like CCC Camp and Subether Radio to make people aware of these things, the better, so that they can make enough noise to possibly make a change.
So I hope we will success in that. You're listening to Radio Sub Ether, and here's the next title, Beastie Boys, Body Movin'.
Ready? One. You will do this four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times with both.
Rock in. And the rock. Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il ?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger ?
Des saucisses. Sans doute.
Écoutez et répétez. À midi. À midi. À midi.
Quelle heure est-il ? Quelle heure ? Quelle heure est-il ? Est-il ? Quelle heure est-il ?
Il est midi. 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 Il est midi. Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner. C'est l'heure. C'est l'heure de déjeuner. De déjeuner. C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger ? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ?
You're listening to the Radio Sub, either from Sweetmoor to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz, here at the Chaos Communication Camp near to Berlin in Alt-Landsberg. Here in the studio is Bernie S., your host, Snibbler. And Bernie, what do you think about the camp? I think the camp is a really great exchange for different points of views, opinions, and especially the international touch you get here, and you can get in touch with Germans, with Dutch, with Americans, with all the people here. What do you think about that?
It's a great opportunity. I am impressed by the people from different areas of the world. I'm not seeing as many Americans as I'd like to see, but because I think they, more than anyone, need to be exposed to seeing new ways of doing things, not just at the camp, but visiting other countries is something that most Americans haven't done, which, unless maybe like to some resort area where they're not going to see a real society functioning, and seeing what ideas work well compared to theirs, or it gives you a perspective that people would not have otherwise. So I'm extremely glad to be here, and feel to be an honored guest.
So I hope we are part of that, what do you say, information exchange or exchange of opinions and something like that, because this thing is aired, I think, also in New York at your show with 2600, and I'm very proud that we can make it possible to get our information here exchanged with the American people, so I'm very glad about this. So the next song from Emmanuel's CD.
Know that I'll be your guide. And now, these uniform interchangeable parts can be put together quickly, saving a great deal of time and money.
Yo! Psycho of Greed!
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Moon to Setting Orange, 18.3 MHz, and the rest, you know. I'm getting told that the people are very interested in this radio show, and normally it would go until, I think, 4 minutes and 30, but let's extend this show for another hour. My guest is Bernie S. from... Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
You're from Philadelphia. Okay.
In the United States.
From Philadelphia, United States. Okay, then... well, I think we have got plenty of time of talking about, I think, the universe and everything.
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yes, exactly that. And, yeah, let's talk about your case.
Someday. Oh, that.
You told me you have plenty of information, so just let us peek into the keyhole and give us a...
Okay, well, as was mentioned a short while ago, I was the unfortunate person to spend about 14 months in various prisons in the U.S. for basically annoying some of our federal authorities, notably the United States Secret Service. They do not take kindly to... You know, their big thing is to keep tabs on other people and keep records on other people and that sort of thing. But when that is done to them, they take great offense and great almost anger at those who would keep information about them and distribute it. So a magazine I write for, 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, that they hold meetings around, 2600 holds meetings around the world. It used to be just in the United States, but now if you go to 2600.com, you'll see a list of meetings every month, the first Friday of every month, usually around 5 o'clock p.m. local time. People meet in, I think, something like 24 cities around the world to discuss issues about hacking, the politics of technology, and it's really, really interesting meetings. But we found that about 8 or 9 years ago that some of our meetings were under surveillance by the authorities, and we did not take well to knowing that our meetings were under surveillance. We welcomed anybody to attend our meeting, but if people were going to be sneaky and spying on us, that was not good. So we obtained surveillance photos of the people that were spying on us and kept records on them, and they did not like that. So they took their pound of flesh, you can say.
So I think this is another kind of hacking. So caring about information and, information engineering, something like that.
Yes, information that is generally unobtainable, that you have to go out and create by research or taking your own photos or whatever. If your public service officials, whether they're law enforcement or political officials, I think they need to be held to a high standard, and the only way to do that is to watch what they do and to document their activities. And if they have, as they would say, if you have nothing to hide, then you should have no problem with your activities being looked at. But apparently they do not like having the spotlight shined on them. So it is not a balanced system.
Okay, well, I think hacking is not a crime, but hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. So what's wrong?
Try to get the message to the people. To the people.